And Shimi did. 18. While they stood there, Roland projecting and Shimi seeing, Danny Rostov softly called to Jake. Once he was before her, she hesitated, as if unsure what she would say or do. He began to ask her, but before he could, she stopped his mouth with a kiss. Her lips were amazingly soft.
"That's for good luck," she said.
And when she saw his look of amazement and understood the power of what she had done, her timidity lessened. She put her arms around his neck, still holding her scuffed Pooh Bear in one hand. He felt it soft against his back, and did it again. He felt the push of her tiny, hard breasts, and would remember the sensation for the rest of his life. Would remember her for the rest of his life.
"And that's for me."
She retreated to Ted Brodigan's side, eyes downcast and cheeks burning red before he could speak. Not that he could have, even if his life had depended upon it. His throat was locked shut. Ted looked at him and smiled. "You judge the rest of them by the first one," he said. "Take it from me. I know." Jake could still say nothing. She might have punched him in the head instead of kissing him on the lips. He was that dazed. 19. 15 minutes later, four men, one girl, a Billy Bumbler, and one dazed, amazed, and very tired boy stood on the mall. They seemed to have the grassy quad to themselves. The rest of the breakers had disappeared completely. From where he stood, Jake could see the lighted window on the first floor of Corbett Hall, where Susanna was tending to her man. Thunder rumbled. Ted spoke now, as he had in Thunderclap Station's office closet, with a red blazer's brass tag read, "Head of Shipping," back when Eddie's death had been unthinkable.